ABC Listen.
Hello, welcome to Noisy by Nature. My name is Anne. My favourite thing to do is use my ears to listen to the different sounds that nature makes. I love the sound of rainbow lorikeets waking up for the day. Or a yellow-bellied glider jumping through the trees. But my favourite sounds are the weird ones. And I've got a special one for you today. Right now, I'm in the heart of Sydney on Gadigal land, and I'm walking through a big park in the middle of the city. There is lots of green grass and tall trees, and a lot of people walking and riding or enjoying a catch-up over coffee. Oh, excuse me. And can you hear those butcher birds? Gosh, I love that sound. I'm on my way to the Anzac Memorial, a special building with tall columns and big pools of water around it. It's been built to remember all the people who have served in the Australian and New Zealand armies. But first, I might just stop on this bench near this little fountain and eat my Vegemite sandwich. Nothing like it. Oh, hello. I don't remember inviting you to this picnic. It's a silver gull, also known as a seagull, strutting over to me on its red legs with its red beak pointed straight at my sandwich. I don't think so, mate. Oh, here comes another one. This one's legs, beak and eye ring isn't red, but a dark grey sort of brown. So I know that that one's a baby one. Shoo! This sandwich is mine! Mine! Bread is not for birds. Even though they seem to love things like hot chips and bread, we shouldn't give it to the birds as it can make them sick. Plus, it's all gone. Sorry, guys. There we are. All packed up. I'll just pop my backpack back on. A little lizard is hiding under there. It's a silvery brown garden skink. Watch out! Ooh, the skateboard almost ran over it and... Oh no, it's given it such a fright, its tail has dropped off. And it's wriggling around while the skink has darted off into the bushes. It's a clever way that the skink has of protecting itself. If it's worried it's going to be attacked, it will drop its tail, which looks like a delicious worm to a hungry bird. And while the bird is distracted by the tail, the skink is able to escape. And it can regrow its tail as many as 5 times. But it does take a lot of energy to regrow a whole new limb, so it only does this as a last resort. I'm walking a bit further into the park now. There's lots of cool shade here thanks to all these tall trees. Hyde Park is the oldest public park in Australia. It was marked out back in 1810. That's more than 200 years ago. It's even older than me. There are huge fig trees and pine trees and even some really old palm trees that have been planted here. What was that? Someone's up there, but it's quite dark and I can't see. Currawong, currawong. Oh, it's the pied currawong. It gets its name from that distinctive call that it makes. Currawong, currawong, currawong. They also make other whistles and clicking noises too. They are big birds and are sometimes confused with crows. They have mostly black feathers and a small patch of white feathers under their tails and under their wings, which you can only spot when they're flying. And there, I can see a bright yellow eye looking at me. They like to eat lizards and insects, caterpillars and fruit. And this one's actually tucking into some figs, But be careful not to eat too many. I've made that mistake before. If they catch something bigger, like a mouse or a small bird, they sometimes even make a larder. This is sort of like a kitchen pantry. They'll hang it up on a branch or tuck it into a tree fork or crevice and keep coming back to eat when they're hungry. Pied currawongs are found right across the east coast of Australia, but not Tasmania, because down there they have a different kind of currawong. Oh, wow. There are even more currawongs coming together to feed on that fruiting tree. It must be delicious. In autumn and winter, like it is now, currawongs often form bigger flocks around trees like this one, coming together to eat and noisily chorus about their meals. Currawong, currawong. To be safe, the female builds the nest high up in a tree fork, sometimes 20 metres off the ground. That's about as high as an 8-storey building. But what a cool nature noise. Can you be a pied currawong calling out through the park? Do it with me. You ready? Currawong. 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 Yeah, you do sound like a happy currawong. I'll bring you some more weird and wonderful sounds of Australian nature very soon. But for now, I'm Anne, signing off like a noisy pied currawong. Currawong. Thanks to David Stewart Nature Sound, who sent me some of the sounds that you just heard. Noisy by Nature is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and ABC Science. It's made on Gadigal, Wadawurrung and Combermary Country. This episode featured the sounds of Gadigal Country. It's hosted by me, Anne Jones, and written and produced by Josie Sargent. Our recording engineer is Corey Haig, our sound engineer is Wayne Ewan, and our senior producer is Emma Gibbs. Noisy by Nature is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For more great podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app. Free from your app store.